Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Ooh, real quick on the who would you be an assistant for? Do coaches count? Mike Vrabel would be a good one. He'd ask a lot, but he'd probably learn a lot. Lots of joking around. Is Mike Vrabel turning into like the most chill coach in the NFL now? The guy that everybody... Pete Carroll is gone now.
Yeah.
The shine has come off Pete Carroll. And he was the guy that everybody thought was the cool hip coach.
That's true.
I think it's Vrabes now.
I think so, too.
And I think you'll throw Zach Taylor in there, too.
Oh, 1,000%.
You can go deliver a game ball.
Yeah, which bar am I delivering the game ball to tonight?
All right, let's get to it. We do it every day at this, or every week at this time. Panic or patience, NFL edition. Mr. Dawkins, take it off us, sir.
All right.
Wait, can you do this in therapist voice?
All right. Was that when we did this?
No. That was a different bit. No, then that bit will return.
Huh. What was our bit?
It was therapy session. Oh, and he was the therapist.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm not in the mindset.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to put you, that's fair.
I have to take the morning to meditate.
Okay.
What he's saying is that he needs to Google therapist buzzwords and have those up on his screen so he can yell them at us.
You don't know me. All right. The divisional round of the NFL brought about what many are calling the new QB rivalry in the NFL for years to come. Panic or patience. Mahomes v. Allen is the new Brady v. Manning.
Well, so in this case, panic means I agree with that?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, panic. I mean, that was a fun game that we got between those
two. Game.
There's no reason to believe that either of those players are going anywhere. And so if that's the case, then it's a collision course. Most more years than it is not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see it.
I want to panic on that because of just how great that game was and how good the duel was. But that we've talked about this earlier in the week. I think I'm going to put patience on it because of how good the quarterbacks are in the AFC. We've got so many of them right now. And although it does seem that Buffalo and Kansas City as franchises have their stuff together and are on the right track, heck, we may get it this weekend with Burrow in Mahomes. Or what about Justin Herbert coming into the mix here?
Very true.
This could be, we have some options here. We could have Mahomes and Herbert or Burrow and Allen. I think what's so fun about where all four of those situations are is that you have Kansas City, which is established. They're there, and Mahomes is the guy to knock off, right? But Buffalo, it's like, do you have staying power? Like, is this going to be something where you can continue to pay all these guys? Because if you look at where Cincinnati and the Chargers are, they're in a position where they've got a ton of salary cap space to where they can kind of bolster rosters even more this next offseason around those two guys. I would love to say it is Mahomes and Allen, but I'm going to say patience because we have so many right now.
That's fair.
The AFC quarterback situation is young and it is so talented. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited for all of them. It may not be just like Manning and Brady. It could be all four of those guys just throwing haymakers for years to come.
Yeah.
The Chargers obviously need to get to the playoffs first.
Well, first steps. First things first. I agree with that, though. I could absolutely see it. But I do think the Buffalo payment question is going to be interesting. But I do think in the near future, if we get more of those, all for it.
Also, I could see Herbert Mahomes.
I could too, just because they play each other so much. Like, it's just
you
a
get
guaranteed.
Twice a year.
Yeah, it's just a guaranteed play every year. And that's how real rivalries are cemented, is that it's an epic duel every single time. And you get it often enough to remember the last one.
Well, and it was Herbert's first start ever.
Yes, it was.
Was against Patrick Mahomes, where it'll be like, hey, do you remember when he was thrown into the fire two minutes before kickoff?
Yep.
And that was it. And then they've had some really good battles this year, even.
Absolutely.
What really made the Brady Manning rivalry a rivalry? You know what I mean? Just, I know.
Media. It was the two best quarterbacks, and it wasn't
was
even
it?
Close.
Yeah, because, like, usually sports rivalries, there's something personal between the two athletes that, like, sparks it. You know, I think of anything like Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, where they had followed each other since college into the pros, or, you know, Jordan, Karl Malone, where it was kind of these two styles of play that were different. But, like, any of those guys, it seems like none of these quarterbacks really have problems with each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I think it was with Manning and Brady, I feel like it was partially the longevity of it, just because, like Dusty said, they were the two best and it wasn't all that close, right? Yeah. Like, it was what you could count on year in and year out, which led to some really shattered dreams when they would play each other in the playoffs. And so the heartbreak was, like, bigger. It wasn't just a regular season game. It was a playoff game that would send him home. And so I feel like part of that was the longevity, which is why, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert, they'll go at each other so many times. But I wonder if the stage will be bigger when Allen and Mahomes meet, that could lead to that rivalry feeling like.
And it was big. AFC championship games is what did it for Manning and Brady.
Exactly.
Like, it was getting to the Super Bowl, and guess who ended up going more often than not? It was Brady.
Right.
You know, and that's what led to that rivalry. That's why it's like, hey, let's see what this Burrow Mahomes game looks like this weekend.
For sure. Well, Burrow needs some help staying upright, I feel like, before we can talk all the way about that.
I think that is fair.
All right. There are two old quarterbacks that remain in the NFL, at least we think right now. One is very old. The other is approaching being old. The latter being Tom Brady. The former being Aaron Rodgers. Panic or patience, we have seen the last of both Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers on a football field, aka they done.
Ooh.
Both. Mm. One, two.
Okay. I'm going to go patience. And it's going to be for a reason that I don't think is number one, but I think Aaron Rodgers is thinking about it, is that I think if Tom Brady retires, Aaron Rodgers plays one more year because of the Hall of Fame. Because you know that Tom Brady will be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and so will Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers wants his moment in the sun.
That could very well.
I honestly think that will be part of the, if Brady retires, I think we get at least one more year of Rodgers.
Yeah, I could see Aaron Rodgers being that, like, I don't know, but it's not petty, it's calculated. I could absolutely see him being that calculated.
100%.
So I'm going to say patience as well, but I'm going to say patience because I think that Tom Brady has nothing left to prove, and so he very much could ride off into the sunset and nobody would question anything. I think the way this year unfolded for Aaron Rodgers, between the tension in the offseason, am I going to retire? Am I going to host Jeopardy? Am I going to come back? Am I going to be okay with the Packers front office? Then leading to the start of the season, how badly they lost that first, I think it was their first game, right? They lost 31-3. And then the COVID stuff. I mean, the narrative around Aaron Rodgers feels too critical of him for him to want to end his career on that note. I think I could see him going, playing with a Denver, with a Tennessee, maybe not a Green Bay, because I don't blame him for not wanting to be a part of a rebuild, but I could see him taking an as close to a guarantee as you can get to go to the Super Bowl and giving it one more shot.
Well, and also, isn't it funny that his career arc is a lot like Peyton Manning's in a way that Manning went to Denver in the end to just get one more. And I think essentially that's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers needs one more Super Bowl.
I think he feels like he does.
If Peyton Manning only had one Super Bowl, it wouldn't completely ruin his legacy, but it would take a little notch down.
Yeah.
Because there would always be the idea of like, wait, didn't your brother win two Super Bowls? And he was significantly worse than you. Like, how does that happen?
There's a rivalry there.
Yeah.
Sibling rivalry.
And they'll both go to Denver to do it.
I think
I could very well see. But I liked your idea of Tennessee the other day, too.
Yeah. They win a title if he goes there.
Yeah, if they can figure that out.
Report from Jordan Schultz, by the way, yesterday indicated that both Rodgers and Davante Adams are looking for a package deal to both go to Denver.
Cute.
Yes.
I mean, if Denver can figure that out, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and you throw Jerry Jeudy out there, too.
Whew.
Watch out now. Yep. Hey-o. All right, that is Panic of Patience NFL. Let's go to the NBA next. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Machine gun rap for all my in the back. Stadium pack, linebacker, a flash stack, see through yellow line, rock a fly jersey in the summertime.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
That's coping, snatch your ice off, chilling in the back, throw the lights off, waves, water blend, rhyme flowing, slow motion, thick snare. I feel like the ocean, what's your wish? Want to crinkle like Chris, melodic singer.
Panic of Patience continues with the NBA edition, our second iteration of the NBA Panic or Patience. Mr. Dawkins, so the floor is yours.
The second annual.
Not annual.
Oh.
We're not doing it once a year.
All right, so the Los Angeles Lakers are old.
I've heard.
Yeah, they are.
Incredibly old.
Uh-huh.
But oddly enough, they're actually 500.
Mm.
Which is strange.
Years old?
Well, no, not 500 years old. They're 500
record. That's the average age.
And this, despite the fact that Russell Westbrook just sucks now, and there are rumors also that they're attempting to swap him for John Wall, which, please, whoever is up there in the sky, let this happen, because I want to see that.
Mm. Why do you want to see that?
Because, come on, it's John Wall. Let's make this a bigger circus. Let's go. Though panic or patience, the Lakers either make the play-in or get or miss the play-in, rather, or get bounced in the first round.
Ooh. So basically, like, if they make the play-in, they're out. They don't even make the playoffs. If they make the playoffs, they get bounced in the first round.
Correct.
I think there should be some panic there.
Mm.
Because the expectations were sky high for this Lakers team. They went out and assembled what they thought were the Avengers.
Yeah.
And instead of them being the Avengers, they're like when Thor was out at that island and had given up on being the Avengers. Like, it was past his prime. Then he got back in shape. So that was great. But
look at you with the movie reference.
I know. It kind of worked.
That's impressive.
It kind of worked, right?
It's not bad. There weren't a lot of specifics, but
Thor was fat and out of shape and feeling like he'd given up on things, and the Avengers came and they got his ass back into shape.
So this is like pre the Avengers coming back and getting him back into shape, though, because I don't know who can do that for this team, but they need somebody. Anthony Davis coming back last night was great. I mean, he had some moments where you're like, oh, I see it, but the guy's made of glass. I mean, he cannot stay on the court. And so I think that, you should absolutely panic if you're the Lakers simply because of where your expectations was and or expectations were. And you made so much noise when people were like, shoot, how old do you have to be to make that roster? And everyone was all grumpy and offended. But it turns out it's hard to stay out on the court.
Yeah, I'm going to say patience only because it's the Lakers getting it out of the first round, right?
Yeah.
If they are in the play-in, like, that means they're going to be a 7 or an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Well, I absolutely could see them losing in the first round because that means they're going toe-to-toe with what, Golden State or Phoenix right now. But if they're a six seed, I'm not going to rule out LeBron, Anthony Davis against the Memphis Grizzlies or the Utah Jazz or the Dallas Mavericks, whomever that might be, Denver even. I wouldn't rule them out of that. So I'll say patience to that, but you're on a slippery slope because you got a bunch of old dudes, like you said, that it's hard staying healthy at the age of Russ and LeBron with the miles that they have on them.
Well, and LeBron, he's just had to be everything for them.
Yes.
Because Russell Westbrook has not been, because Anthony Davis has not been.
Quite possibly the greatest video of the NBA season was last night when LeBron was explaining to Austin Reeves what defense they were trying to play.
That was
hilarious. And Reeves just like looking at him like, dude, you're trying to ask me to do something. Are you not looking at me? Like, I am a white guy with my hair parted to the side. I do not know how to do exactly what you just told me to do, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. I also enjoyed all the jokes about people being like, this is what happens to me when people try to explain crypto.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, something to that. Yeah.
And NFTs. Yeah. And yeah.
All right, the Trailblazers, surprisingly, I think we can put that on there.
Okay.
They're kind of good right now.
Mm. I'm Ron Burgundy.
They're in a gray area.
They're maybe good, except you lost to a guy who scored 40 points and had no assists.
Ooh.
Sometimes. I don't know. Anyway, they're playing a lot better.
Hey, they had two really good road wins, though.
They did, yeah.
They did.
Boston,
really good.
Boston and Toronto, those are good wins on the road.
Yeah, they were great wins. And especially to bounce back after the Miami game.
They're definitely exceeding expectations to the fact that they do not have Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum is still getting acclimated to being back on the floor from his injury. Mm-hmm. Panic or patience, the Trailblazers' momentum and good fortunes they are experiencing right now are about to swing the other way next month, which is February.
Ooh.
Yes, I believe that. But look, if you look at up until the All-Star break, it's a manageable, but it's a pretty tough road that they have. Like if you start tonight, Dallas, 6 games over .500. Now they're kind of beat up too, mm-hmm. but the Blazers aren't anything that's a beacon of health. Then you have, you know, the Bulls,
yeah,
the Lakers twice, the Bucks twice. You got the Knicks, Warriors, and Nuggets all in the month of February. Like, that is a... You do have Houston, Orlando, and Oklahoma City in there. Those are all teams that are far better than Portland right now.
They even have the Grizzlies in there, too.
Yes!
I mean,
twice.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah.
They have the Grizzlies in there.
And the Grizzlies are a team that... They're not a team that I would want to play if I'm anybody. Like, you say the Grizzlies versus the Lakers. That game play, it gets played... That series gets played today... I like the Grizzlies, but I think a little bit of panic. Absolutely. This is a really tough stretch of their schedule based on how healthy they are not without Damian Lillard. Norman Powell is also one who's working his way back. I mean, you mentioned CJ McCollum, but Norm is also doing that. You still don't have Larry Nance Jr. back. Cody Zeller is now out for 8 to 10 weeks with a broken foot. I mean, you're in quite literally a world of hurt if you're the Portland Trailblazers and you have a tough schedule coming up and no sort of relief in sight. So, yeah, I think their fortunes could absolutely turn. The flip side of that is then you look at the back half, right? Like you look at April, end of March, early April, and you
super easy.
That's easy sailing.
Yeah. I said twice or three times that Memphis and Minnesota, I got them mixed up. Mm. They got Minnesota twice at the tail end of all of this gauntlet of games. You have Memphis once in there. Like, okay. They've got a really tough stretch coming up.
It is.
All right, let's finish this up with a story about the beard.
James, not to beat a dead horse or belabor the point, but just to be specific, one of the complaints that the report claimed that you had was with rotations, you know, not having set crunch time rotations.
Listen, I don't know about any reports. Of course, I'm frustrated because, you know, we're not healthy. You know, it's a lot of inconsistency for whatever reason. Injuries, COVID, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, but yeah, it's frustrating. I think everybody in this organization is frustrated because we are better than what our record is and we should be, you know, on the way up. So that's all it is. I don't know about reports. If you didn't hear from me, I don't talk to nobody. I have an agent. Like, you know, if you don't hear from me, then it's reports. So, you know, just I'm frustrated because I want to win, and I'm a competitor. Ooh. It's pretty simple.
There's James Harden lying about the fact that he told his agent to leak information. He is a little bit frustrated not only with the Nets rotation, but there's also other reports that apparently he doesn't like the idea that Kyrie Irving keeps being, not playing at home games because of his vaccination status, which has irritated him because Kyrie Irving's an asset to the team. Panic or patience, the Nets of the Brooklyn variety will not win a title with a roster consisting of Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving.
Ooh. Panic. And it makes me chuckle because, like, this is the most predictable thing ever. It's like, no, everyone's like, no, Brooklyn's going to be totally fine with Kyrie playing part-time. BS they are.
Right.
Harden is sitting there looking around going, dude, what are we doing right now? Like, is this real life that I'm sitting in? And my favorite part of that is that one of his big gripes is that he's not as big of a fish in Brooklyn as he was in Houston. On and off the court. It's like, yeah, man, you moved to New York. Like, of course you're not going to be the biggest thing in New York.
Yeah.
You're James Harden.
Yep.
Oh, it makes me laugh.
I think panic too, because I think Kevin Durant is the steadiest one of those three. We've already seen James Harden get disgruntled, work his way out of a situation he didn't want to be in. Kyrie Irving, who knows if next year he'll be in a different situation. But who knows also how long that's going to take to sort of mend the locker room relationships of, yeah, I'm only available half the time. That would irritate a lot of competitors, even if you agreed with what the reason he was not doing it, right? And so, yeah, I think panic, absolutely, because last year felt like that was their shot and Kevin Durant's foot got in the way.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.